Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about kid damage.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime we do this, do you feel like it's the most effective form of birth control?
Yeah.
Yes.
When you find out, kids are so cute and they say the great, and when they tell you they love you and it's so great, but then they break crap.
Mm-hmm.
Or they break your heart. You FaceTime them and they're like, no!
Oh, is there something you want to talk about?
Oh.
What are you talking? You've had your heart broken by a child. You're not a mother.
I'm not a mother, but I am an aunt to many.
And then,
man, my sister's oldest, sometimes I FaceTime, I'm like, hey, Doss. And she goes, Doss, do you want to talk to Erica? And he's just, no, I don't want to. And I'm like, perfect.
She's old.
Yeah, I don't like her anymore.
And gross.
Yeah.
Wow. Would you consider this to be kid damage? The first thing that popped into my head is the sheer number of times, this is mostly a parenting error, but we were swatted a bunch when my kid was little, like full blown police activity coming to my house.
Why?
What?
You got an old like Nokia phone that you don't use anymore and it no longer has a SIM card in it. So you just let your kid play with it. Well, if they rest on the number 9, I don't know if you remember this, but old cell phones, if you just held the number 9, it would call 911.
And it still would do that without a SIM card?
Uh-huh. Because it's like an emergency thing. The phone will still do that. It's not awesome.
It is for the right reason.
Yeah.
So all the police would hear, it only happened twice, but my son did it twice and we didn't think, we were like, why are you guys here? The second time, I distinctly remember, I like walked through my spare bedroom and I saw somebody like go past the window.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like,
huh?
Like somebody is like in my shrubs.
And it was a police?
I didn't know at first, but then I'm like, this is going to sound so stupid. I don't know if I've ever told this story on the air before.
Yeah.
Then I call 911 and go, there's somebody outside my house. And they're like, yeah,
it's us.
We're coming in hot.
That,
and I'm like, for what? They're like, you called us. I'm like, right, because there's somebody outside. Like, no, you called us.
Oh, no.
Like 15 minutes ago.
Who's on first?
And it's no, you're weird. Like, I don't understand what you're talking about. You've got the wrong house. Like, you're about to break into my house, and I'm like, there's nothing going on here. And we couldn't figure it out. That was the second time. Then we did know. Why? Because we gave them a phone.
I don't know if that's damage.
It's kind of damage because they definitely trampled a lot of my peonies.
Mm-hmm.
They ruined my peonies.
Make sure you enunciate that word.
My peonies? It sounds like I'm seeing peonies, huh?
I was thinking something else.
All right. Anyway, does anybody else have any damaging children stories?
I do, yeah.
Look, here he is.
It was my son. He was very into the Grinch. Still is into the Grinch. I don't know why. It seems like a lot of kids are into the Grinch now. He's had like a
resurgence,
like a PR guy or something. Yeah. Like Grinch used to be a bad guy. Now he's like a cool guy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
But he was very in. He was probably 3 at the time, and he was wanted to play Grinch. So we had tucked him in for bed at night, and we had come in the next morning, and he had literally everything in his room was in a big pile in the middle of the room. He had stolen every single, quote unquote, stolen, taken pictures off the wall somehow.
Oh,
he had climbed up on his dresser to get everything was in a giant pile. It was like we had moved in or something.
Was it because on a blanket?
It was,
and
yeah.
He was going to tie it up.
Yeah, but it was too much. And then he's like, well, I'll just go to bed. I'll deal with this in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
There was not even a crumb for the other Who's Mouses. That's how much he had stolen.
Oh, that's good, buddy.
Yeah, but he had watched the Grinch steal everything. And so then we had to basically redesign his room, put everything back. Because he's like, well, I don't want to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm not
too little. He can't
there.
Even. Oh, yeah,
man.
Poor guy.
I love that. All right. Well, if your kid has broken something or done some damage to your heart, we'd love to hear your kid damage stories. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I've got another one.
Oh, you do?
It's not emotional this time.
Yeah, I like them to be more physical.
Yeah, when my siblings and I were probably in our young, like under 10, maybe 12.
Okay.
My grandparents had this really big record player. Is that what they're called? Jukebox.
Okay.
And it was like, I don't know. One of those things like your grandparents have, and it's like, what is this doing here? This is not in a good place for a place that children play. Because they also had a pool table right by it. This thing is expensive. And my sister, we would play pool all the time. My sister just lines up. Doom. The whole thing cracks.
No.
Not like shatters, but like a whole crack through it. And they eventually got it replaced, but it was cracked for 10 years.
Oh, no.
Yeah, without getting fixed.
God, I hate kids.
Yeah. So
the pool table reminds me of another one.
Okay.
But I was one of the kids at the time.
What did you do?
We were in high school, I think. We were still kids, though. And we were at a girl's house, like just all the kids over hanging out in her basement. She had a pool table and she had one of those big freezers, like what are they called?
Like the coffin ones?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I don't know why, but the boys were like, I bet we could fit in there.
Oh, no.
And so we took everything out of the freezer, put it on the pool table to like
now
make
you're ruining
room.
Two different things at the same time.
And then a guy, he did get in. He kind of fit. But I remember her dad coming downstairs and seeing not only all of his like prized hunting meat and everything that he had been storing
falling on the pool table,
just melting on the felt
and bleeding
pool table.
More than likely.
Yeah. Ew.
I remember him being so mad, and I remember leaving and being like, man, what a jerk. Who cares? And now that I'm that age, if I could get my hands on my neck back.
What a disaster you did. You ruined their felt.
I know. What a jerk.
And
you
ruined their meat.
We were the jerks. Oh, the damage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Psychological still. Yeah.
He should have been more mad, to be honest.
Yeah. He should have left the kid in the freezer.
Like, we were allowed back at that house.
You were?
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, if you've done damage as a kid or a kid has done damage to you, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are looking for people who want to put their children up for adoption because they damaged something big. Do we have any emotional ones, or was Erica the only one whose feelings were hurt by a child?
Yeah.
Ecological damage,
just,
if you will.
Just going to be Erica on that one. Sorry.
Ash?
Hey,
yay. Kid damage, what happened?
Yeah, family reunion, Super Bowl. Trying to go to the Super Bowl, and my niece decided to put a mermaid down the aircraft toilet to see if it would fly and go in the ocean or whatever, and diverted the aircraft, and the maintenance was so bad that we missed the Super Bowl and missed the entire family reunion, all due to the stupid mermaid.
That is psychological damage. You could sue.
Why would they divert the, like, what did it do to the aircraft that made it unflyable? Yeah. Or just nobody could poop? Like,
No, it got stuck in the motor, and the motor caught on fire.
What? Okay, new fear unlocked.
Yeah.
New
world.
Fear.
I'm running out of space.
Wow. Okay, so don't put a mermaid in the toilet on an aircraft.
No,
who would have thought you had to?
A child.
Yeah.
Emily.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, yes, I'm here. Kid damage. What happened to you?
Well, I caused it. kind of. My mom and dad were out on a date at the Greeley Stampede. They were at a concert, and my sister was babysitting me, and she noticed that, like, I had a tooth infection. My tooth was, like, purple, and she decided to poke at it, and it started bleeding. Well, she freaked out. She called 911, The ambulance showed up. The fire department showed up. I'm freaking out because I'm like five. I think I'm dying. And they actually called the Greeley Stampede. They interrupted the concert, and they called my parents. They said, "You have an emergency at home. Can you please leave the stadium?" And they
Wait, so you weren't at the Greeley Stampede?
No, just her parents.
No, I was at home. They were on
okay, but they interrupted whoever
was playing.
A bleeding tooth.
Yeah.
Are we talking profusely or just like when you brush too hard?
I had an infected gum.
I know, but here's the thing: it's a kid on the phone saying my sister's bleeding, so they hit the panic button.
Yeah.
911 hit the panic button.
Your parents hear the announcement and they're like, "Which daughter?"
Dude, Greeley Stampede is like real. Do you remember who they were seeing? Because it's like real concerts.
This was forever ago. I don't even know. Like I said, I was like five.
Okay. Because they have like Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah.
And like,
And then just interrupt. Wait, we got to stop singing.
Yeah. Sorry, Emily's got a tooth problem.
Her tooth is bleeding.
Thank you, Emily. Aaron.
Yeah.
Kid damage. What happened to you?
Well, it was more so what I did to my mom.
Okay.
So when I was in high school, the front entrance of my parents' home was like a shrine. My mother was very well kept. She had a lot of collectibles. And when her and my dad got married, had received a couple of these beautiful Lennox bowls that she proudly displayed.
Ooh, Lennox.
Well, my friends decided to hit the liquor cabinet a little too hard one day at our house and decided to play Frisbee with a couple of these dishes.
Lennox?
Yeah.
You actually know what she's talking about?
Yes.
Okay. I don't, the rest of us poor people don't know what it is. And she broke it?
One of them, it got broke. And so, you know, teenage mind decided that we would glue it back together.
Right.
Which ultimately did work, except for the fact that it got glued to the glass table.
Yep.
That it was.
You gotta think that through. If you're using a lot of glue.
And it wasn't until like months later that the cleaning lady actually was the one that discovered why, like she couldn't figure out why she couldn't move this bowl to clean it. And hearts broke and I got into a
There's a little psychological on that one. Yeah. So Erica's off the hook.
Oh, woo!
Okay. Yeah.
Lennox. God, really, Aaron?
What is it?
One N or...
I've never heard of it. Like the fancy ornaments, like the real
nothing.
Thing.
Just,
okay.
The vase is only about $30.
Oh, Christina!
Yay!
Kid damage, what's happening?
Well, when my nieces were turning 2 years old, I made them some tie blankets. And I decided to tie on all these little mini babies, BB babies, can't say it, to each of the blankets. And I gave them to them, and they immediately tore off every single Beanie Baby that I spent 2 hours tying on there.
They're so fun. Having nieces and nephews.
This
is so
feels
fun.
Like psychological damage again. Yeah. They did do some physical damage,
right.
But it was just them, you watching them destroy all your hard work.
Yeah.
I hate them already. Thank you for the call. Wendy.
Yeah.
Kid damage. What happened to you?
So my sister and I got a PlayStation when we were like, I don't know, we must have been like 7 and 4-ish. And we were like super stoked. And then like within 30 minutes, and my parents never got us like tech toys, but within 30 minutes, like we had all the mats out and we were playing and like dancing all the songs. And then her foot went directly through the PlayStation.
Wait,
what?
Oh,
through?
No.
Let's get you in karate.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.